Blog Talk Radio.
You know just what to say. Things that scare me, I should just walk away. But I can't move my feet. The more that I know you, the more I want to. Something inside needs change. I was so much younger yesterday. Oh.
Hump Day. This is Gray Eyes Smith, and you're listening to The Art of Sensuality by, The Art of Seduction by Late Night Poets on allpoetry.com. And we are a group of poets that has anthologies available on Amazon.com under the same moniker, so feel free to check those out and help support these shows. That said, tonight's show is based on the contest that Louie Wildup and myself ran called... it's based on a quote, and the quote is, "And yet to wine, to opium even, I prefer the elixir of your lips on which love wants itself," by Charles Baudelaire. And that's the gist of tonight's show. So hope you enjoy it and tune in. Great. So I'm going to check the studio real quick here. And it's just me. All right. Okay, so I'm going to grab the first poem. And I'll post that to the board. Okay, so this is by My Angels 3. And it's called Desire. My heart hurts without you. Time burns without a trace. every second into silence, a lost sensation of embrace. My eyes desire to ravage you. Such desire, it taints the soul, pulling on my heartstrings until my senses lose control. My will begins to falter, surrendered to the abyss. This body in wanton quiver, condemned to feel like this. Just one touch to reignite me, or the tingling of your kiss, a smile to light my candle, a whisper to feed my bliss. But love is not possession. You are not mine to claim, and it's only in the fantasy that I see where I became. It's only in this yearning I found a purpose in me. I taught a wondrous blessing on how love is really meant to be. My heart withers here without you. This body dwindles without a trace. Every moment trapped in silence, with only the memory of your face. Etched into the synapses, frozen in mind's eye. Fuel to fill the gaps in fiery fiction to amplify. How deeply my soul tasted potent kisses you did inspire. I yearn to feel your eyes on me, undressing my heart desire. End poem. Well, that was just beautiful, My Angels 3. And it was wonderfully penned. It had great flow and rhythm. And, you know, you can feel the passion and the desire and the longing of that kiss. A smile to light my candle, a whisper to feel my bliss, feed my bliss. Just a beautiful poem. All right. Angels 3. Okay, so I'm going to grab the next poem here. And then we'll look this up. There we go. This is called Cherry Blossom by Sinwaru Biswarup. Sinroy Biswarup. The studio click here. All right. This is called The Heavenly Touch of Cherry Blossom by Sinharoy Biswarup. On every moon blast, I became a volcano inwardly. So many exotic red and white wine have rained me. Weeds and ovium overwhelmingly inebriate me. But those cherry blossom stuffed with umpteenth caress. Sometimes brush across mine, sometimes give me crab's bite, but take me into an unknown depth of pleasure. This is such a magnetic pull. I start boiling in greed. My farthest call cells start drooling with nightfall. Now I have given up to unwrap my mind with ominous thought, my farewell when in bed. Since that night, I slurped down the elixir of her elusive touch that painted my soul with crimson love, have stretched my desire to live life with no finishing line. End poem. I liked it. You know, it was deeply metaphoric, rich in texture and layers. It's a beautiful write, Sinharoy Biswarup. And thank you for entering that contest. Okay. All right, here we go. All right. We've got the next link, and I'll post this up. This is called the Elixir of Your Lips by J.A. Hartley. I'll check the studio before I read. All right, it's just me. The Elixir of Your Lips by J.A. Hartley. Everyone else is a pale imitation of you. I live only to touch your skin. No love has ever burned like this. A secret power seeds my mind with petals, scents, and heady visions, pink and succulent, beds of roses and trees. Ah, great strong trees that tremble in the wind, old as time, proud and high, deep roots which dive into the dark, moist, welcoming soil, in forests deep, in rivers wild, in waterfalls never seen. We bide. This desire I have for you is primeval, out of time. It strokes my soul's fire, holds my heart under ice, and curses me to sleep until your kiss breaks the spell. I need the warmth of you, my sun, to bring light to my world, to save me, to thaw me out. Oh, beautiful. I really like the relation to forest and flowers, and waterfalls never seen, and rivers wild. I liked it. It had a deep earthy feel to it, as well as an ethereal feel. I need the warmth of you, my sun, to bring the light to my world, to save me, to thaw me out. Yeah, beautiful, right, J.A. Hartley, and thank you for entering our contest. All right, there's Pam in the studio in the group. Hello, Pam. Okay, so let me grab the next one. Can I close this up? All right, check the studio real quick here. Okay, it's just me. Poem is called Love Chimes by Wranglerath. Love chimes. Tulips, silky petals touch, brought heaven instantly. Vine like hands wind each other tight to the magic of craves. A drop of ambrosia on a parched lip evaporates in the thirst for lust. First time Coriolis of Adam and Eve meets, feeling the tongues of serpents. We were dream walking, levitated, our feet reaching to forbidden fruit. Entwined, we hugged, long feeling silks. We moved tightly, plunging our anatomy, measuring the depths, exploring. We steamed in full thrust. Steam engines grabbed fuselage, melted, and steamed, disrobing. Still, the snakes were hooded, entangled, hulled, disintegrated to integrate in the magic. Ecstatic, passion, fluids trickled, incandescent. Incandescent. Yeah, that was wonderful, right? Tulip silky petals touch, brought heaven instantly. Wine like hands wind each other through, wind each other wildly, light to the magic of curves, craves. That was beautiful. And then measuring the depths, exploring, we steamed in full thrust. Steam engines grabbed fuselage, melted, and streamed disrobing. Yeah, beautiful poem, Wranglerath. Thank you. All right. Okay. Okay, I'm going to bring on a couple of callers here.
Hello.
Good evening, Naomi. How are you?
How are you, Gray?
I'm good, huh?
Coughing like me.
Yeah.
Yeah, wouldn't give up. Oh, my gracious, this year. Oh, I don't know what's the matter with us, but comes and goes and comes back and, oh. Anyway. We'll survive.
Did you get a chance to hear that last poem that was read?
Yeah, I love the part, of course, that first stanza that you mentioned, but also a drop of ambrosia on a parched lip evaporates in the first in the thirst for love. First time corollas of Adam and Eve meets, feeling the tongues of serpents. Yeah, and you know the reference to forbidden fruit there, you know, and the entwined we hugged, long feeling silks. We moved tightly, plugging our anatomy. The reference to forbidden fruits, the serpent, you know, the.
Hi, Pam. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Gray. Good to be here. Good to hear you. Looks like you lost Naomi, but hopefully she'll call back pretty quickly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep, and you know, I did not get to hear that poem, unfortunately. But I will say that I always enjoy and appreciate Rangarath's writing, and I always appreciate that he writes for the shows. So, but
yeah,
unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to hear it or read it.
Okay, I'm going to welcome Naomi back on. Hi, Naomi. Welcome back.
Hello. What happened? Oh, it got dropped.
Yeah.
Well, that happens. Yeah, I was pretty much at the end of my comments. So, yeah, bravo, Rangarath. Wonderful poem written.
Awesome. Thank you for commenting and calling back. Okay, I'm going to pause the next one. This is by none other than Poetic Picasso, a.k.a. Frank. There's a SoundCloud, so we'll play that.
Every drop of the taste of your lips is a fresh sip of wine. Every French kiss is the moisture of a lost fallopian. The aroma of your perfume is a tempting seduction. I'm drawn to the eroticism of your exotic elixir. The lingering effect of your liquid lips is an addiction I crave. My mouth begs for the touch of your smooth sensuality. You amuse me with your enticing coquetry as my body shivers with the consumption of your elixir. I am wrapped in the redundancy of romantic titillation. And your passion flows throughout my veins, injected by the force of an orgasmic rush, a precursor to a hot night of an infectious lovemaking. Make me submit to the power of your sultry spell. Let me experience more the imbuement of your rose petals, the ambrosial love that feed my hunger and thirst. So damn sexy is the way you kiss like a raging storm. I que rico, quiero más del sabor de tus labios. I want more of the taste of your lips. I can recall. I can recall.
Beautiful read. And I like the poem, you know, it really captures the essence of the prompt. Every drop, the taste of your lips, is a fresh sip of wine. Every French kiss is the moisture of lustful opium. The aroma of your perfume is a tempting seduction. And drawn to the eroticism of your erotic elixir. I mean, French is fantastic at his romantic poetry. You know, it's just so hot and tempestuous. It's full of power and a stormy heat that bubbles through the surface of the right. So beautiful job, Frank. And Naomi, what did you think?
I'm going to get off mute here. Yeah, well, I love, you know, like all those couplets that you cited, but also so damn sexy is the way you kiss. Like a raging storm. You know, I really love that line, like a raging storm. Yeah, he hits it right on the mark here, you know, reflection of the prompt. Right to the point. And he is known for his very, very sensual rites, and this is no exception. Just loved it all the way through. The ambrosial love that feeds my hunger and thirst. You go, Frank. Wonderful rite.
Great comment. Thank you. And Pam, what are your muy caliente thoughts?
Oh, well, yes, this is definitely, as you say, muy caliente. Beautifully written couplets throughout. I do like how it is a wonderful reflection of the prompt. There's some really nice alliteration within it. I really like, I am drawn to the eroticism of your erotic elixir. The lingering effects of your liquid lips is an addiction I crave. My mouth begs for the touch of your smooth sensuality. There's such a sense of physical desire within those lines. So beautifully written and very well done.
Great comment, Pam. Thank you. And Naomi, I'm going to post the next link if you wouldn't mind reading it, please.
Okay. Hi, Pam, by the way.
Hello, Naomi.
Hello. Okay, this is by Heavenly Angel. If I sipped between your lips, ran the silk of who I am over your tongue, allowed you to breathe the bounty of my bouquet, would you sink to your knees? Drinking the vintage of my soul and poem.
Wow, beautiful read, Naomi. And I like it, you know, if I slipped between your lips, ran the silk of who I am over your tongue, allowed you to breathe the bounty of my bouquet. You know, that's just haunting. I loved it. It's very straightforward and brief, but descriptive for sure. And engaging throughout. What did you think, Pam?
I think this is a show that I should have opened a bottle of wine for.
Always.
But about the poem itself, oh my goodness, it's such a beautifully written brevity and not a single wasted word. I like how within these lines, she has references to wine itself, such as the use of the word bouquet and the vintage. And I really like that ending line, drinking the vintage of my soul. Wonderful lines, beautifully written and very well done.
Great comment, Pam. Thank you. And Naomi, what did you think?
Yeah, like Pam said, this is really amazing. You know, she does become the wine itself, I do believe. You know, Rand, if I slip between your lips, like the wine slipping down between his lips and, you know, run over his tongue, allowed you to breathe the bounty of my bouquet, the bouquet of a wine. Would you sink to your knees drinking the vintage? The vintage, another reference to wine, as Pam said, the vintage of my soul. So the, you know, she, I think she does become the wine in this poem, which is a great, great metaphor. And yeah, an excellently, beautifully written, very clever. Very clever, right, and very sensual indeed. So bravo, heavenly angel.
Great comment, Naomi. Thank you. All right, I'm going to grab the next poem here, and I will post this to the group. Okay. Well, these are all guys. Oh, here we go. Okay, I'm going to post this to the group, Pam, if you wouldn't mind.
I would be happy to. Let me drink this kiss by forgotten dream. His face is dark at shadows, but crooked smile is the crescent moon, gleaming between the blackberry sky of lips, lighting up my soul, lighting up my world. Fingers lace us closer, hips shifting, torso pressing. As I look up, eyes twinkling like faraway planets, mouths meet in a tangle of soft nips, then driving into deeper gulps, drinking in the starburst kiss, warm baked bread melting on tongue, candied sunsets with juicy citrus, slipping down throat, whispered lines of vanilla prose loiter on breath as salty waves crash onto hourglass beaches, savoring the flavor of life of us, all the paths still to walk together, and poem.
Wonderful read, Pam. And I really liked it. You know, it has a ethereal yet earthy feel to it. It was face dark shadows, but crooked smile is the crescent moon, gleaming between the blackberry sky of lips, lighting up my world. Fingers lace us close together, hips shifting, torsos pressing. As I look up, eyes twinkle like faraway planets. Yeah, that's just beautiful. It's really engaging throughout and a powerful, powerful write. What did you think, Naomi?
Well, I just love that stanza, what starts with warm baked bread there. Wow, warm baked bread melting on tongue. You know, is there anything better than that, than just fresh warm baked bread right out of the oven melting on your tongue? And then candied sunsets with juicy citrus slipping down throat, whispered lines of vanilla prose, low term on breath as salty waves crash onto hourglass beaches. What beautiful, beautiful metaphors. And, you know, the imagery and the senses that she arouses in us in those few lines there. I love how she compares the kiss to, you know, the flavor of her life, of the life of the couple, of us, and all the paths still to walk together. Just beautifully written and so well thought out, this poem. Just an amazing, stunning work here by Forgotten Dream.
Thank you, Naomi. And Pam, what did you think?
Yeah, this is beautiful. It's got brilliant imagery and metaphors. I like how the main message is the idea of the flavors and textures of love and life. And I, too, thought the warm baked bread melting on tongue was just a beautiful, sensual, like, and creative sensual metaphor. And I also really like the mouth meet in a tangle of soft nips, then diving into deeper gulps, drinking in this starburst kiss. Beautiful lines and very well done.
Wonderful comment, Pam. Thank you. Okay, so I've got the next one up, and it's called Love's Wine by Dammit Dave. Come, grace my lips with love's sweet kiss, and fill my mouth with passion's bliss. The stars above have all aligned to let our hearts be intertwined. Love's grapes are ripe. The time is right. Oh, come drink love's wine with me tonight. End poem. I liked it. It captures the, you know, the celestial powers that are needed to bring two hearts together. And I thought it was beautiful. Excellent write. Excellent read. I mean, sorry. Excellent write. And what did you think, Naomi?
Are you on mute, Naomi?
Yeah. Can you comment, Pam, and Greg, come back to me, please?
Sure. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yes. Well, first of all, I have to say it was an excellent read, so I think it was good that you complimented yourself. Dammit Dave is just a very talented poet. There's a beautiful flow to this, wonderful imagery, and it's a beautiful brevity all the way through. I do especially like that end stanza, though. Love's grapes are ripe. The time is right. Come drink love's wine with me tonight. You know, there's just nothing better than knowing that the time is right to be with somebody. So beautifully written and very well done.
Great comment, Pam. Thank you. And I'd like to welcome Frank, a.k.a. Poetic Picasso, to the show. Hello, Frank.
Hello. Hello there. How are everyone doing
Hi,
tonight?
Hi, Frank.
Everyone's... Hello there, Naomi.
We're doing good. Coughing.
Well, I'm with you there tonight. I'm a bit under the weather, so...
And did you get coughing to the last
poem? Sensually.
Yes, I was able to... Yes, I hope you read the poem. You did a fantastic job to read. I'm not familiarized with this poet as much, but I like the simplicity of this poem here, you know, and I like the whole notion of time is, you know, this whole notion of the grapes being ripe, being fermented afterwards. You know, wine is a passionate thing. It's a central thing. But it's also one of these things that just... You just consume with pleasure. So this poem, you know, it's only three stanzas, it provides so much imagery. And he ended it with drink love's wine with me tonight. So it's a very romantic piece, mostly. It's friendship, but it's mostly romantic. So I thought it was a great piece, and a great share.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Frank. And Naomi, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I love Frank's comment there about, you know, the reference to wine and how you consume wine with pleasure. And, you know, this is, you know, exactly what about this rite. It's just a pleasure to read it. The flow, the rhythm. You know, the stars above have all aligned to let our hearts be intertwined. And like Frank said, I love the simplicity of it, and it's straight to the point. And, yeah, it's just, you know, a wonderful, captivating little write here. And very well done. So bravo, Dammit Dave.
Great comment, Naomi. Thank you. Okay, Frank, are you able to read?
You can go. I'll go ahead and tell you. I mean, like I said, my phone's a bit slow, but if you post up a poem and if I can get to it, I'll definitely tell you. Yeah, I can read the poem. If not, then I'll tell you no. It's just too slow. I'll see. Basically, we'll do a touch and go tonight and see how my phone reacts. But if it's slow, I'll let you know. But I'll go ahead and read this. This is a poem here by, isn't it, The Average White Man? Is that the one?
Yes.
All right. I just have a storm in the back, that's why as well. This is called "Will Soon Be Dust," and it goes like this. We savor the palpable silence, save the tinkling of ice upon glass. All is quiet, but what of the tension that sparks the night? Warmth flushes your cheek, but not from the fire that dances. It's the heat from the chemical connections that bind us, and now I'm lost. Lost among sheer creases of lust, lost in your eyes, lost inside the open tulip of your kiss, lost between Berlitz thighs, your high heels over my shoulders, testing the breath of your sighs. Oh, how your delights implore me to give in to the fire. This is not love, but it's love that brought us to this point. This is not romance, but it's romance that lit the fire. I close my eyes, throw my head back, all in think of England. Give all that you are to my desire. For all that ails you, I will be the cure. For all my embroidered expressions, I am still for creeper, an equal to your feminine allure. We give in to this lust, for tomorrow will soon be dust. End of poem.
Beautiful read, Frank. I really liked your emphasis on the word.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm looking at that prompt there. So I say, well, there's a bit of background there and that prompt there, so I took it there.
Yeah, you did beautiful. But I liked it. You know, it speaks to the lust that comes with love and the desire that comes with the heat and the passion that is ignited when two souls connect in that chemical connection. And, you get lost in it, you know, lost among the sheer caresses of lust, lost in your eyes, lost inside the open tulip of your kiss, lost between burlesque thighs, your high heels over my shoulders, testing the breadth of your sighs. Oh, how your delights implore me to give in to the fire. You know, just jump right in. Excellent write, excellent read. And Naomi, what did you think?
Yeah, well, me too. Those lines, you know, lost between your burlesque thighs, your high heels over my shoulders. Yeah, that is very, very central there. But I love how he plays, you know, with the idea of lust, love, romance. You know, what is it exactly? He says, this is not love, but it's love that brought us to this point. This is not romance, but it's romance that lit the fire. So, you know, there's kind of, you know, thought-provoking lines there. You know, you have to read them over and think about it for a while. Like, what is, you know, really the difference between lust and love and, you know, romance and lust? And love and romance, and you know, so yeah, he plays, like you said, he plays with all these concepts in here, and which makes it a very, very interesting write. And plus, it's so well written and so well thought out. So bravo! I really, really enjoyed this one. So bravo, Average White Man, great write here.
Excellent comment, Naomi. Thank you. And Pam, what are your thoughts?
You make sure. Okay, yeah, I am off mute. I thought this was intriguing. It had some wonderful use of repetition, especially the lines you were pointing out, Gray, that start with the word lost. Lost among sheer creases of lust, lost in your eyes, lost inside the open tulip of your kiss, lost between burlesque thighs. I like that this is a right pure sexual lust and attraction between two people. It's beautifully written and very well done.
Great comment. Thank you, Pam. And Frank, you read it. What did you think?
Well, first let me say to Pam, you know, you only got one life, so soon you'll be dust. Why not give in to lust? the poem, interestingly, this poem was, I read this poem before. He had asked me to comment on this poem. I wasn't certain why, but I read this poem beforehand, and I thought it was just fantastic. I liked what I wrote down there. I was engaging, seductive from the beginning. The narrative and foreplay were conducive to the wordplay. Did a fantastic job there, and I like that notion. What was said before by Naomi, what love and romance, you know, that stands up there, and it can be something, you know, a bit, you know, eerie, well, actually more mysterious. But I think that's what attraction, central attraction, or even sexual attraction is about. You know, you have the mystery there, and for me, it's always been that. But he did a fantastic job with this poem.
Great comment. Thank you, Frank. Okay, I'm going to grab the next poem here. And if you wouldn't mind reading this, Naomi, that would be great.
Yep. I'm just going to go back to the board. Okay. Okay, wait a minute here. I'm going to refresh.
Was this poem not read before, the Heaven?
Yeah,
the
I think it was read before. I read it before.
It was.
Gray.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
That's why I was refreshing my board.
Yeah.
No, it just popped in my mind there. I said, did I see that poem before?
Yeah, no, you did. Okay.
It's okay.
Okay, I'm going to play a SoundCloud by Weaver here. This is called Regret by Weaver of Dreams.
Someone passed close by me, wearing your favorite cologne. In that moment, my heart, nearly whole, was broken anew. The feeling of love lost flooded back, bringing with it regrets. Memories buried deep, feelings I'd forgotten, were full of you. You sucked the oxygen from the air, suffocated me every day. Or had I used that as my excuse to justify what happened when I met this animalistic, sexually charged, charismatic man? Who ignited the heat of lust, the thrill of being desired again. Now I felt only pain and shame. A hot needle pierced my skull. In one moment of unthinking passion, I'd ruined everything. I had to live with that sorrow and regret. It was all I deserved. I had hurt you so much, I knew. When I gave you back your ring.
Wow, beautiful read. And that's a heart-wrenching poem. You know, you have this wonderful love that, you know, you engage to this person and, you know, you have the air sucked, the oxygen sucked from the air, suffocating you every day, and you use that as an excuse to justify what happened. When she met this animalistic, sexually charged, charismatic man who ignited the heat of lust and thrill of desire, being desired again. And then, you know, I had to live with that sorrow and regret. It was all I deserved. I had hurt you so much. I knew when I gave you back your ring. Yeah, haunting ending, but beautifully written and excellent read as well. And Naomi, what did you think?
Yeah, well... Why did she give him back his ring? Ooh, he sucked the oxygen from the air and suffocated her. Oh, yeah. And animalistically, sexually charged, charismatic man who ignited the heat of lust, the thrill of being desired again. Oh, there's nothing more, you know, exciting and igniting than that, you know, the being, the, that feeling of being desired. Oh, my gracious, that's just, you know, that just really turns you on. But, yeah, I like you said, Gray, you know, the pain you feel in the ending is just like heart-wrenching there. And, you know, her voice as she recites it, too. So, yeah, great, great tale told here by Kate. Another one. So amazing. Amazing job, Kate. Really, really enjoyed this.
Absolutely. Thank you, Naomi. And Pam, what are your thoughts?
This is a stunning write. It's got a strong emotional impact. I like how it's about, to me, the idea of a relationship that can't last because it's nothing but lust. And it really pulls at your heartstrings. And as always, Kate just does a beautiful read of it. So excellent write and very well done.
Great comment, Dan. Thank you. And Frank, what are your thoughts?
Yeah. Okay. You can really relate to this type of, you know, in all those type of relationships where in the end we wonder if that was the perfect relation, even when it's gone, we seem to regret, we miss those, you know, that person in every capacity, even in the form of lust. I thought it was a fantastic vision of tone of voice that you really put an emphasis on narrating this story to us and telling us what it meant to have, you know, just being sucked the oxygen, is what you said before, and the air, you know, suffocating every day. You know, I can relate to this, and I'm certain all of us here could relate to this. And of course, the pain itself is so palpable. You know, and she says at the end, I had hurt you so much, I knew when I gave you back a ring. It's really touching there. It's a beautiful, beautiful. I know it's a sensuality night, but I was more into just feeling the regret. I didn't feel completely the sensuality in this piece, but I thought she did a fantastic job of conveying her expressive emotions.
Absolutely. Great comment, Brian. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so I'm going to post the next one here. And if you wouldn't mind reading this, please, Naomi.
Okay, Blue Leader, in touch, delight is a light, motion with emotion, dynamic, impulsive, and wild. My senses tingle brightly as you rub against my body. There's so much skin, my head spins. A simple start, yet I'm lost. Consumed in the moment. Who am I? I don't know, but I do know it's not the end. Mi amor, no digas que no este mundo yo giro, bebé. A rush of pleasure dances on our skin. We're playing fire waves, and I want to burn. I know we're heading for disaster, but our hearts are moving faster, beating faster and faster. Ah, my adoration, let's live now. Now, let's be alive. Oh, I know you love, I know you love. I'm floating down your river, down to the rose. I kiss roses. Your lips are sweet as sugar. It's magical. And I'm your unicorn. End poem.
Beautiful read, Naomi. And I liked it. You know, it speaks to the being so lost that you don't know yourself, but you do know it's not the end. And We are heading for disaster, but our hearts are moving faster, beating faster and faster. Oh, my adoration, let's live now. Now let's be alive. Oh, I know you love. I know you love. And, yeah, just a beautiful poem. What did you think, Pam?
Oh, I have to agree with you. It is absolutely a beautiful poem. There's an intense sense of passion within it. I really like a rush of pleasure dances on our skin. We're playing fire waves, and I want to burn. That whole idea of that giving in to the fires of desire. So excellent write and very well done.
Great comment, Pam. Thank you. And Frank, what are your thoughts?
I thought the poem was what Pam said. You know, the seductive aspect of this poem, but also I like the introduction of language there as well, the usage of that. I thought it was a very, very powerful piece, and I thought it was a great read. Overall, I really enjoyed the piece.
Great comment, Brian. Thank you. And Naomi, what did you think of the piece that you read?
Yeah, well, you know, like Pam mentioned, you know, this is a situation where you're completely absorbed into the relationship, into the love, into the lust, into the sensuality. You know, she says, a simple start, yet I'm lost, consumed in the moment. Who am I? I don't know. But I do know it's not the end. So, yeah, just an amazing, amazing write, you know, to that feeling of being lost, so lost and so consumed by a burning desire and burning love. So amazing write here by Blue Lear.
Great comment, Naomi. Thank you. Okay, so I'm going to grab the next poem here, and if you wouldn't mind reading, Pam, that would be great. All right.
I would be happy to do that. All right, let me get back to where I need to be. All right. I Love You by Marius Alexandru. If I were a tear, I would bathe naked in your eyes, in the ocean of your pure love. If I were a smile, I would rest happily in the corner of your lips, holding to that place forever. If I were a flower, I would bloom in your chestnut curly hair, touching your velvety white cheek. If I were the sun, I would paint rainbows on every one of your tears. And if I were a star, I would descend from above to meet the light of your eyes. If I were a wave, I would bring you pearls from the bottom of the ocean. And if I were the breeze, I would whisper slowly in the coolness of the morning, I love you, and poem.
Wow, that's so beautiful. I like the personification of each one of those things, a tear, a smile, a flower. The sun, a star, a wave, the breeze. He really captures the essence of nature and incorporates himself into each one. If I were a tear, I would bathe naked in your eyes in the ocean of your pure love. If I were a smile, I would rest happily in the corner of your lips, holding to that place forever. If I were a flower, I would bloom in your chestnut curly hair, touching your velvety white cheek. Just beautiful. Personification and alliteration there. Excellent, right? Excellent read, Pam. And Frank, what did you think?
Yeah, you know, I've become accustomed to Marius's poetry and his devotion, you know, to this type of writing. It's a very beautiful sentiment expresses here. And just as you said, the imagery, you know, that he evokes here is just so beautiful, you know. When you involve, you know, aspects of nature to your own emotions and your own human nature, it produces such a vivid imagery in your mind and in your thoughts. Eventually, you pin these thoughts in a poem. It's remarkable. So I thought it was just a beautiful write, and I like those three words, I love you. It's something that we seldom say, or we say too much, and we take for granted at times. So I really enjoyed what he was saying. Yeah, he's a fantastic poet, yeah.
Great comment, thank you. And Naomi, what did you think?
Oh, I would swoon if a guy wrote me a poem like this. Oh, my gracious. You know, it's so it's so beyond, you know, just the basic lust and you know, it's real romance here. It's real love. Well, you just feel it, you know, pouring through these lines and all these different, you know, the personifications, like you said, gray, you know, becoming that tear, becoming that smile, becoming a flower. And, you know, that last line, you know, where I would bring you pearls from the bottom, and if I were the breeze, I would whisper slowly in the coolness of the morning, I love you. Ah, oh, this is just beautiful. Bravo, Marius.
Absolutely. Great comment, Pam. I mean, great comment, Naomi. Thank you. And Pam, what did you think?
This is beautiful. It's tender. It's romantic. I really like also the personification of the different objects. I really particularly like, I would bloom in your chestnut curly hair, touching your velvety white cheek. If I were the sun, I would paint rainbows on every one of your tears. You know, it just so romantic, that kind of caring for somebody, that kind of wanting to be there for them. And so beautifully written and very well done.
Absolutely. Great comment, Frank. I mean, Pam, thank you. And I will grab the next poem here. Okay, Frank, if you wouldn't mind reading this, please, that would be great.
Yeah, just bear with me. I need to... Is it up? I don't... Okay, here we go. Is this the poem by Fabrice?
D, yeah.
Oh, this is Fabrice. It's called... To the point where I die, he gave me back the day. Kiss hers to heart, the feeling touches me. You, delightful child of the nicest hallway, whoever uttered a loving prophecy. All my blood changes in a burning fever, takes off my sanity, greed, fades off my color. Heavens, I drank both from that luscious labium, heavenly nectar in a mortal poison. Ah, my soul flies off, my bones full of glee, my mental pollution in the grave is me. Done, can't take it more. Oh, Sobra, I'm dying. That kiss is a seal by which my life's ending. As a snake in other roses might bite, I have met my death. To a rosebud fate. Oh, do you want me to do the French, or just... Not sure.
Yeah, if you can, sure.
All right, let me get to it. Bien vrai, de les rangs vides du jour. Maintenant, donc, que les sentiments me touchent, de laisser un fond de la plus belle bouche. Si jamais prononcer les prophéties d'amour, nos sons s'est accepté ton plus long fièvre. Me ravit la couleur, importe ma raison. Sûr, je vois la foi sur cette belle lèvre. En délicieux nectar et en mauvais poisson. Ah, nos âmes sont bords, on s'y transporte les joies, ces larves saluent. Dans les temps, mes mois, c'est fait, je n'ai plus au sabra, j'aime mieux que ma honte au succomber dans ces pensées de fleurs. C'est bercé les sorts. Oh, qui m'a fui l'éclose? J'ai rencontré maman un bouton des roses. And the poem.
Beautifully done, Frank. I like the switch in languages there. fantastic. You're a talented man.
Oh, I do. Extract the benefit of it there. A long way.
Absolutely.
Love the French. Loved it.
Yeah. What did you think of the poem, Naomi?
Yeah, well, like I said, that was a beautiful, beautiful read, Frank. And wow, the French, you put all the emotion into it. Ooh, you became a real, you know, Spanish-French guy.
No,
I just love the... I just love the, you know, the passion you put into that reading of the French of it. Wow, you know. Délicieux nectar et un mortel poison. You know, au sabra, je me meurs. You know, this is really very, very a powerful, passionate poem. Talks about nectar and a mortal poison and how his soul flies off and is transported in glee. And, you know, it takes him higher and higher as if he's dying there. You know, this is just, you know, Fabrice all the way. And, you know, he has just such a wonderful way of writing. So, yeah, I just drowned inside of this. This is just amazing.
Absolutely. Great comment, Naomi. Thank you. And Pam, what are your thoughts?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, this is absolutely stunning. I really like that there's a wonderful dark sensuality to this that captivates the mind and the spirit. All my blood changes and a burning fever takes off my sanity, fades out my color. Heavens, I drank both on the luscious labium, heavenly nectars and immortal poison. Ah, my soul flies off in that transport of glee. Just a beautiful rite on the way that love transports us. So wonderful and very well done.
Absolutely. Great comment. Thank you, Pam. And Frank, what are your thoughts?
Well, yeah, this is a very romantic piece by all means. It's a typical French piece. I'm not sure if you understand what I'm saying. He has the vision there of a Frenchman here. His metaphors are very exquisite. His poetry is very exquisite. And I like the evocation there of au sabra. That's really such a powerful invocation there. What he's evoking there is a powerful, mystical type of love and a longing there. And I like the way he ends it with, I've met my death to a rosebud bait. It's a beautiful, exquisite poem. And I like the title there, The Sabra's Kiss, Le Berceau de Sabra. That's a beautiful title, and it's a beautiful poem.
Great comment, Frank. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, so I'm going to grab the next poem here. And if you wouldn't mind giving us a read, please, Naomi, that would be great.
I believe Luke Weaver's on the board, on the board there.
Oh, is she?
She's saying, knock, knock. She put knock, knock. I'm not sure if she's on hold or if she's just dropping by.
She is on with us. Welcome, Kate.
Hello.
Hi,
good morning.
Kate.
Hi, my
How
dear.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm wide awake. Hello. I couldn't sleep at all. And I thought, who can I get to annoy? And I thought, perhaps you, lovely people.
Me? Oh, my God. Blimey. Blimey, yeah.
I've got to have some mischief in my life, and you're the people who bear the brunt, I'm afraid.
You put the light bulb on there, Weaver. You put the light bulb there.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Welcome to the show, Weaver. Thank you for calling
Thank
in.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Okay, Naomi, whenever you're ready, read the next fantastic poet, please.
Okay. Oh, me. This is clover and honey. My lips cling to yours with a fiery thirst. together, ragged breasts, arms and legs entangled. We fall a raging, roaring river, broken loose from spring's first thaw. Warmth surging, pulsating through our veins, satiny as dawn's feathery light, melting across gilded meadows, exploding into hot rushes of sunbeams, bursting through every hole in a cloud, electrified under a downpour of crashing rain midst fireworks of thunderbolts and lightning. As from your mouth my name floats on a rainbow of silky sighs. I hold you to me, every particle of my being humming in unison with yours, as we lay folded as soft petals, drunk on the woodsy vanilla fragrance of dewy fresh white clover. And I lost the poem. Okay. You brush away a strand of my hair, smile as you run your fingertip lightly along my cheek. My heart swims in honey, and I plunge into the sweet elixir to drink it all. End poem.
Beautiful read, Naomi. And that's such a lovely poem. You know, you can feel the honey and the clover in the rake. You can taste the honey and smell the clover. My lips cling to yours with a fiery thirst. Together, ragged breasts, arms and legs entangled, we fall, a raging, roaring river. How beautiful is that? Excellent, right? Excellent read, Naomi. Thank you. And
thank you.
Pam, what did you do? I mean, what do you think?
Oh, you don't want to know what I'm going to say. Oh, my goodness. I thought this was just absolutely beautiful, wonderful sensuality, brilliant use of imagery and short, impactful lines, some just sounds that really go well together, like the W and the S sound, warmth surging, pulsating through our veins, satiny as dawn's feathery light melting across gilded meadows. I really like how there's a sensuality to this, but it's a sensuality that comes with a tenderness, especially in with lines like, you brush away a strand of my hair, smile as you run your fingertip lightly along my cheek. Those are gestures that carry with them a tenderness. And I thought this was just absolutely beautiful all the way through and very well done.
Thank you, Pam.
Beautiful comment, Pam. Thank you. And Frank, what are your thoughts?
Well, I was waiting for Pam to say, muy caliente. this was
I should have.
Very. Yeah, I was waiting for you there, Pam, there, but I took that line tonight. But, you know, Naomi, this was just a very beautiful, beautiful central piece. You know, I agree. I like the title. This is one of the best pieces of sensuality that I've seen. I like the clover and honey in the way what Gray was like that. You know, it was just dripping hot from the beginning to the end. And I see there that we went from my raging storm of my poem, and I think that the raging storm of mine probably just fell down into the raging and converted into the raging roaring river there. So, so you did a fantastic job. This was very hot. It was a very, very hot beat. It was very erotic, very sensual, but it was also very, very romantic as well. I don't know if about being swooning there, but certainly of these poems tonight, I'm sure Roberta will agree. You can swoon, both of us tonight. And Gray as well.
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely. And Weaver, what did you think?
Oh, I thought it was absolutely beautiful, Naomi. I thought it was, and the way you read it, so, it was from beginning to end so incredibly sweet, very sensual. I loved it. My favorite. As from your mouth, my name floats on a rainbow of silky sighs. Beautiful. Yes, I agree with Frank. I think this has got to be one of your very best because it was just, I just loved it. How could you be sensual and sweet at the same time? But you did. You managed it beautifully. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you. Thank you, Kate. I'm sensual and sweet.
That's a good combination there. With some flavor of love there, Naomi.
Sweetly sensual or sensual sweet.
Hey, with funny, it works great there.
Oh, yeah, anything with honey.
Yeah. Pam, you're up next, please.
All right, let me just quick do this post. And all right. And
all right, Pam. Get to lay off.
All right. This is the smoky lips of a Helios mind. And it goes like this. You are the god of my journey down the rabbit hole. We fall, caressing smoky lips. You place my senses into a writhing pit of flames and serpents. I'm poured out before you, intoxication across the veins of your seductive illusions, dancing like magic butterflies on the winds of time. Continue on, my love. Trace me, touch me, taste me. Bequeath unto me the fantasies of your Helios mind. You are the colors of liquid autumn, soothing my parched throat, nutmeg and vanilla saturating the roots of my surreal dreams. You are to me golden currents of desire, and I plead that deep kiss of honeyed tongues entwined in midnight fields of poppy and peppercorns. End poem.
Beautiful read, Pam. And I liked it, you know. It's endearing, it's enchanting, it's ethereal, and engaging throughout. You are to me golden currents of desire, and I plead that deep kiss of honey tongues entwined in the midnight fields of poppy and peppercorns. Just beautifully done, Pam. Thank you so much for entering your contest. And I loved it. Excellent read, excellent write. Naomi,
thank
what did you.
You
think? Absolutely.
Yeah, I love her mythical reference to, you know, Helios, you know, the Titan god of the sun, the guardian of Ous, the god of, you know, the god of the golden palace there. And, you know, especially, you know, the god of sun, you know, which comes out. And, yeah, I love that mythical touch. But, I mean, there's so many beautiful stanzas in here. Oh, my gracious, I have trouble, you know. I'm caught between, you know. Of course, I love the T sound and trace me, touch me, taste me. I just love that. But, you know, intoxication across the veins of your seductive illusion, dancing like magic butterflies on the winds of time. That's so beautiful. And you are the colors of liquid autumn, soothing my parched throat. And then you get into nutmeg and vanilla, and then down further, the golden currents of desire. And I plead that deep kiss of honeyed tongues entwined in midnight fields of poppy and peppercorns. Oh, this is just sublime, Pam. Just a formidable writing and just beautiful. It's just so sensual all the way through. Just amazingly well done. Amazing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Naomi. Beautiful comment. And Frank, what did you think?
You know, after listening to the previous poem, which I was completely just enthralled. I am even more as well, actually, I'm as well enthralled by this piece here by Pam It's a very sumptuous piece, which is the obvious, but it's a very beautifully written poem. Your stanza there, the imagery, it just evokes, you know, I could, it's so tangible, so palpable that I could feel every line there, you know, the taste, the trace, the touch and that. And I like the whole analogy there with the metaphors of the liquid autumn, you know, the nutmeg, vanilla, I can go on and on. You did a fantastic, this was a damn well good poem. I'm not going to ask you, but I'm curious to know, who is the god of the journey that takes you down the rabbit hole?
Who is? Well, that's my secret.
Oh, there you go. you could get. I had to ask about that. There, it's a great poem.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Absolutely. And Weaver, what did you think?
Oh, again, another delight. How wonderful! I'm so glad I decided to pop in. How wonderful is this? I also loved, like Naomi did, the trace me, touch me, taste me all. If you want alliteration, you go with the cheese, definitely. What's kind of worrying me a little bit is, how many sticky people do we have out here? Because there's honey everywhere. And the sales of honey must have gone up 1,000-fold, but it's lovely. I mean, you know. Great fun to look it back on again, but yeah, beautiful.
So there's honey bubbles there, there's honey.
Yes, true, that's true. But I did love that last stanza, of course I did. It was just so beautiful. You are to me golden currents of desire. Oh, and I plead that deep kiss of honeyed tongues intertwined in midnight fields of poppy and peppercorns. Just sublime. Or I don't know how Naomi says, say sublime for me. Naomi, in French.
Sublime.
I love it. It's so cool. I must learn to speak another language apart from Scottish and dirty. Yes, I thought it was wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing.
Good comment, Weaver. Thank you. Okay, Frank, I've got a poem up by Soliloquy, if you wouldn't mind, please.
All right, this is a poem by Soliloquy. It's called Pickles and Spice Wine 50. The sweet breath of you is like a lotus petal, wash it over the anxious ribs of my anticipation, and I'm stricken by the hunger in your roaming eyes, me writhing consumed in the sway of your womanly hips as they guide me into the delicious depths of powerless bliss. End of poem.
Beautifully read, Frank. And,
You
know, I really enjoyed it. It was a fantastic brevity on, you know, being stricken by the hunger in her roaming eyes, and then him writhing consumed in the sway of your womanly hips as they guide me into the delicious depths of powerless bliss. And in his author's notes, he says, there's nothing that makes a man more powerless than a woman's love. And, you know,
so
I agree. You know, you have no control when you're under the power of a woman's love, and I thought that was represented beautifully there. Naomi, what did you think?
Can you come back to me, Gray?
Yes. Pam, what did you think?
This is a stunning brevity. Just amazing imagery and metaphors, and, you know, you can really feel the sense of hunger and lust within this. And I am stricken by the hunger in your Roman eyes, me writhing consumed in the sway of your womanly hips. It's just amazing lines all the way through, beautifully written and very well done.
Great comment. Thank you. And Frank, what did you think?
Yeah, the poem is just, you know, it evokes the most deepest hunger, nostalgia, the yearning for a person, yeah. And I like the way he describes it. It's raw. It's a poem that's very raw in its sense, you know. You know, you look at that prompt there, you can't help but be swayed by the intensity of that stare, you know, the expression in the face there. So he did a fantastic job here of expressing that, and just the poem was just so few, it was so full of very powerful, powerful emotions there, and that powerful yearning, you know, that powerless sensation there. So, but a woman, unfortunately, in this case, overwhelmed him. Yeah, so I really was pretty much I really admired his tenacity in this poem here to express that.
Absolutely. Great comment. Thank you. And Weaver, what did you think?
Oh, yes, it was full of passion. I thought to myself, well, here's somebody who really loves somebody so much. And then we get to that second stanza, and you can see why he's writhing and he's consumed. I am stricken by the hunger in your roaming eyes. So basically, he doesn't really know if he's actually got her, because she's obviously looking at other people quite a lot. So that must be quite horrible if you're that much involved in somebody. So yes, I thought it was wonderful, but it just gave me that little, you know, that little sickness that you feel when somebody's hurt. When I got to that second, or when you got to the second stanza, but I thought it was beautifully written, and I enjoyed it a lot, so much in so few words.
Absolutely. Great comment. Thank you. And Naomi, what did you think?
Yeah, well, you know, Kate, maybe her eyes are roaming, but they're roaming all over him.
Oh, that would be okay. I feel better now. Thank you. So much.
But, you know, who doesn't want to be, you know, captive of delicious deaths, of powerless bliss? Oh, my gracious. You know, this is such a powerful piece and so impassioned. And this is beyond sensual. This is really, you know, pure passion in every line here. I just, from the opening sentence, the opening line there, the sweet breath of you is like a lotus petal washing over the anxious ribs of my anticipation. Wow. You know, that starts out so strong and it doesn't let out, you know, let up for right to the last line. So, wow, this is just amazing, amazing writing.
Absolutely. Great comment. Thank you. Okay, Katie, I have one for you, if you wouldn't mind, please.
Yes, of course. I'm just going to wait for it to come up. My PC's been a little bit slow. Oh, the kiss, yes. The Kiss by Mark Lupi. Neither of us has anywhere else to go, neither has anything else to know. Only the flower stays, all the senses overflow, as if ribbons in the air wind around us and return to join upon our mouths. The kiss stays and drifts, and we both learn as it tells us what it is and makes our bodies slowly burn. It's how I finally know your face. I stop and let my fingertips press your mouth and slowly trace your then mouth on mouth. Slowly then, the kiss will take me wandering down love's ladder, softly rung by rung, neck, breast, and then further on. The kiss will open and explore, probing with the teeth and tongue. Well, I'll say no more. Just a place we both will share. Mouth trembles at the sweetness there. End poem.
Beautiful read. I like it. I mean, that's a very powerful kiss. You know, the kiss really is the doorway to all the pleasures that follow. And it really is a fantastic statement on the kiss. This kiss will take me wandering down love's ladder, softly rung by rung, neck, breasts, and then further on. You know, the mouth is a very sensual thing, and that was wonderfully expressed in his poem. What did you think, Naomi?
Oh, yeah, the mouth is very sensual indeed. And, you know, it's such an intimate thing to kiss. You know, I don't know if you've all seen the movie Pretty Woman, where, she doesn't kiss, you know, she just performs sex there, but, you know, kissing, she doesn't kiss all her clients or any of her clients because it's such an intimate thing. And and you know, he shows it in this poem. I think, you know, all the intimacy and all the depth that a kiss can involve, and all the, you know, all its facets and all its you know, that it's just such a, you know, there's such such a joining of two souls, you know, in a kiss. So this is a wonderful piece. Just a place we both will share. Mouth trembles at the sweetness there. Just love how he finished the piece out. And there's so many beautiful lines in here. So bravo, Mark Loopy. This is just a wonderful, stunning piece.
Great comment. Thank you. And Pam, what did you think?
This is a wonderful, sensual write. I really like how it starts with that kiss that has been mentioned and moves on and downward and upward to other parts of the body. So beautifully written and very well done.
Great comment, thank you. And Frank, what did you think?
Yeah, this was an incredible piece. It's a remarkable writer. It almost felt like he was giving us the science of kissing here, you know, the way he orchestrated the, you know, the metaphors in this piece here. You know, I like the way he emphasizes that, which is the kiss, you know, and how he begins and ends, and he talks about, you know, the kiss will open, explore, you know, probe with the teeth and tongue. But I'll say no more. You know, the rhyming scheme is noticeable throughout this poem. But I thought the whole narrative was just impressive here. I was very much taken by the way he described the whole scene of what it meant, the kiss in itself. So it was a fantastic poem, and I give him credit for this piece here. And it was a great read as well.
Absolutely. And Weaver, what did you think?
I loved reading this. I judge when I'm reading things how easy they are to read. If you don't stumble or mispronounce, you've done your job, kind of thing. And as far as I'm concerned, this did the job totally wonderfully. And also, it reminded me of how wonderful kissing is and just how much you surrender when you surrender your mouth to someone else. You're breathing as they breathe, and your lips are touching and your bodies are touching, and it is just the most wonderful feeling. Ah, so nice. As it tells us what it is and makes our bodies slowly burn. Oh, yes, that's perfect. I think he did this wonderfully. And I the kiss will take me wandering down love's ladder softly, rung by rung. I mean, that's poetry, folks. I liked it a lot. Thank you so much for sharing with us, Mark.
Absolutely. Great comment. Thank you. Okay, so I'm going to post the next poem here, and then we'll give this a read. This is called Lady Atlas by Paul Brott. I had stopped to ask her for directions. Thought she'd know. Upon further inspection, lustful Lady Atlas has been here and there, obviously not needing too much to wear. She appeared to possess a host's attitude, willing to offer both longitude and latitude. Getting lost around this one must be blamed on presumption. We salute Lady Atlas for gratitude and gumption. For some, they just follow their instincts as the donors, what they think. Things oftentimes can get technical with a TPS advent, soon to be forgettable. As for those who might be lost, life, less direction comes at a cost. And I liked it, you know, I really liked his take on the prompt. You know, it's a naked lady covered in an atlas tattooed on her skin, which is quite the picture to present. And it's a fantastic rite, you know. It's a fascinating poem on the subject of being guided by love and, you know, life less direction comes at a cost. So, yeah, fantastic poem. What did you think, Naomi? Welcome back to Naomi. And Pam, what did you think?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, this was great fun. It had some clever references, like the reference to the Donner Party. I have to say, though, I don't know if this is a completely made-up poem or it's from a woman's point of view, because I've never known a man to stop and ask for directions.
So true. So true.
But then again, you know, if he saw a woman like with nothing but tattoos on, he might make an exception. So, but yeah, no, it was a fun write, and I do especially like that second stanza. And like I said, the dark humor lover in me enjoys the reference to the Donner Party. So, excellent write and very well done.
Great comment, Pam. Thank you. And Naomi, are you back?
Yeah. I recognize this. This is from one of the prompts of one of my contests. I was wondering what kind of write I'd get out of that prompt. And, you know, this is really funny. He really went, with all the... He really dove right into the prompt there. And, that art, that tattooing. She appeared to possess a host attitude, willing to offer both longitude and latitude. Getting a lost around this one must be blamed on perception. We salute Lady Atlas for gratitude and gumption. Just a fun ride all the way to such a witty, clever write to the prompt. So bravo, Paul Browder. I really, really enjoyed this.
Thank you, Naomi. And Frank, what did you think?
Oh, I think Pam took my lines there. To stop and offer directions, you know, a GPS does help you at times there, Pam, but I can understand at a given time a GPS can go haywire there. This is just...
No, yes.
This was just an incredible ride. It was witty as well. It was central throughout the poem. But I like the way the wit expressed in this poem is here with that GPS reference there. And I like the line there, for those who might be lost, lifeless direction comes at a cost. Well, it certainly does, you know, if you... I've misdirected there. I've never seen a Lady Atlas before, but looking at this prompt, I'm very much inspired to see what she would be like in person there. Great poem.
Absolutely. And, you know, Robbie was just saying in the group, people have followed their GPS into a river, literally.
Yes.
Yeah.
I throw it away. I don't rely on it too much anymore.
Yeah. Weaver, what did you think?
That was a wonderful prompt, Naomi. I'm not surprised you wondered what you'd get from it. It's wonderful. I'm just wondering if this is a wraparound atlas, because otherwise the front part's going to look incredibly boring. She'll have to walk backwards into her room just to appear interesting. Oh, you'd have to have it all the way around, wouldn't you? Because the world is round. You're perfect. Yes. Have a look at my back or my front, whatever, where you want to go.
Yeah.
I thought it was wonderful.
You're naughty there, Weaver.
I can't help
it.
It's just so...
I am French to another level, hey?
I haven't got far to go. I'm only 4'10". So I'm not going to go down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm the world's tallest dwarf, I've been told.
You can always tiptoe there, Weaver.
Pardon?
I said you can always tiptoe.
True. Yes, I usually have to. You know, there are places in my house I have never seen, unless I have a ladder with me. Yeah, that I'm short. Yeah, I just thought this was incredibly clever. I love that. Willing to offer both longitude and latitude. I thought that was incredibly great play on words. Yes, so I thought it was a clever poem, and I really enjoyed it. Thank you for sharing, Paul.
Absolutely. Okay, Naomi, would you mind reading for our next excellent poet, please?
Don't you have Frank's piece?
Yeah.
Where am I? Oh,
you're before
me. Oh, okay. And you know, this is the first poem I put on AP. So, yeah, this is the first one. So this is as soft and light as a butterfly's flight. I love you, you said. I love you too, I replied. Then the words died, too tired, too used, too insignificantly light. They fused and disappeared into night. If only I'd been a little more demanding, a little more commanding, then perhaps you'd have asked me, how can I love thee instead? For I desperately wished for your lingering kiss that would uplift my soul in the depths of the night as the wind in the folds of a kite. I hungered from my neck, as soft, as light, as a butterfly's flight, mixed with caresses so bold, they enveloped my whole within the sweetest delights. But most of all that night, I longed for words that would tell me not only you loved me, but heard me and saw me. Words thickened with desire that said, your smell entices me, your body excites me, the way it fits into mine, so blissfully divine, there exists no place, no time. Oh, if only I'd been a little more demanding, a little more commanding, I'd have turned to you and bluntly said, ask me how. How can you love me in Sandpome?
Beautiful read, and that's a touching poem. You know, you can feel the love that's been disconnected here and the desire that still reigns her heart. Oh, if only I'd been a little more demanding, a little more commanding, I'd have turned to you and bluntly said, ask me how you can love me instead. And then in your author's notes, you say, for all women lying awake beside a lover, unsatisfied, longing, hoping, wondering, what if. Yeah, powerful poem. And I really like the thought process in it. Beautifully written and excellent, excellent read as well, Naomi. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
And, Pam, what did you think?
This is absolutely beautiful. I admire the fact that the first poem you put on AP was a sensual one. I would have never been able to do that. That's just brave in my book. But it's understandable because this one's just so stunning. And I do like the part that Gray brought up, you know, the, you know, if I had only been a little more demanding, a little more commanding. To me, you know, communication is such an important part of making sure that each other is loved in the way that you need to be loved. It's an important part of, you know, sexual communication is so important to make sure that both partners find pleasure in the experience. I really also like, I hungered for your breath on my neck, as soft and as light as a butterfly's flight, mixed with caresses so bold, they envelope my whole within the sweetest delights. beautifully written lines and very well done.
Thank you, Pam.
Thank you, Pam. And Frank, what did you think?
Oh, this is an exquisite poem here. You know, I'm looking at each and every line, and it's so delicate. It's so central. It's a poem as well that talks about a true fear. You know, the way you emphasize, I love you, I love you, throughout the poem, particularly in the beginning, really just, it just epitomizes what that longing is, you know, what you desire, what you feel, what you need, you know, desire, love. And you ask yourself there, how can you love me instead? You know, there is so much about relationships, you know, that are complex, but there are also the good things about a relationship and having that person with you when you wake up in the morning, you sleep at night, you talk with that person. There's much more in a relationship that goes beyond the simplicity of it. You just describe really to the T a longing of a person that really meant something to you. If I'm to take this as a personal right.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Frank.
Oh, you're welcome.
Absolutely. Great comment, Frank. Thank you. And Weaver, what did you think?
Oh, that is such a wonderful first poem, Naomi. It's lovely. I like even the font you use is delicate and light. It just adds so much to it, I think. That adding big black clumsy font, you know, wouldn't have given you the same feeling of delight that I have when I look at it. But I can totally understand that feeling of, it's not even neglect, is it? It's, I don't know, dismissive, really, I suppose. Yeah, yeah. Horrible feeling. And you have described it beautifully. It's the saddest thing in the world, isn't it, when that kind of thing happens in a relationship? Because even if the connection isn't there anymore, the feelings you have are, and they just don't go away. So seeing that person, it tortures you, basically. Day and night, you're tortured by the fact that this is not the relationship that you wanted or expected or even had before. So yes, there's a lot to be said for, I don't know if marriage is that great a thing. I think we should have a couple of months with some person and a couple of months with somebody else, because at least you'd have the fun. And you wouldn't be worrying about the bills quite so much, you know. It would be a whole lifetime of love and lust. It'd be great. So, yes, I thought it was beautiful.
Thank you. Taking a flower there from the garden there. Cracking one.
Okay, Pam Ray, I've got the next incredible writer up, if you wouldn't mind, please.
Oh, sure. I hear she's a troublemaker, though, but I'll go ahead and read her. This is Into a Lazy Afternoon of Charcoal Sky, and it goes like this. Beneath the canvas of a charcoal sky, we brush the clouds away to reach the sunlight of a kiss, and another, each one tasting like persimmons and black tea. My calligraphy mouth traces poetry down his stone pathways to where an erotic shrine rises at my beckoning. I swallow the rain of his blessing. There is never enough lightning coursing through our skin, and we stretch lovemaking it past the last sigh of morning and into the murmurs of a lazy afternoon, reaching crescendos in a symphony of vibrations, the formation of mist lingering upon mountaintops. He is an angel of no mercy, lapping the deluge of my moans with holy fire. His wings a paragon of art, unleashing my goddess appetite, crying out in voracious need of his thrust that claims my core. End poem.
Well, beautiful read, Pam. And, you know, it definitely is filled with excellent wording. And, you know, I really enjoyed the my calligraphy mouth traces poetry down its stone pathways to where an erotic spine rises at my beckoning. Look how metaphorically rich is that. And I swallow the rain of his blessing. I mean, these are powerful metaphors. And you know, it's definitely a sensual, seductive poem. Excellent rate. Thank you. Naomi, what did you think?
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, this was oh la la all the way through. Oh, my gracious. You know, the calligraphy of mouth traces poetry down a stone pathways to where an erotic shrine rises at my beckoning. You know, what a wonderful metaphor that is. And, you know, there is never enough lightning cursing through our skin. We stretch lovemaking past the last sigh of morning and into the murmurs of a lazy afternoon and in the reaching of crescendos. This is just, you know, amazing. I can't pick out. I'd read the whole thing over again. You know, I can't pick out a line. I just keep on going and going. This is just amazing. Just stunning, Pam. Awesome right here.
Well, thank you. And thank you, by the way, for the inspiration, because that was written to one of the picture prompts that you had had on another show.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing this. Pam. And Frank, what did you think?
Well, Pam, I can see how the prompt inspired you there. You went top with this poem. Yeah, this was just damn good. It was hot. It was sensual. I need to know, do you have a list? Do you have a whole list of that?
Do I have a what?
A list.
I don't know.
Oh, the music software, yeah, because this is just dripping, your two poems tonight have just knocked it out of the ballpark. You just did a fantastic job with this, and I am really...
Well, thank you very much.
Well, this is here.
Thank you, Frank. And Weaver, what did you think?
Oh, that was... I've talked to Pam before about metaphors and how terrible I am at them. And you've just made me realize I really am bad. This is so beautiful. I mean, it's just so tasteful and so sensual and so readable. I just thought it was wonderful. My calligraphy mouth traces poetry down his stone pathways. I'm not really surprised that you were inspired by this, by golly. That is one picture prompt. But yes, I thought it's just lovely. I just think it's absolutely lovely. And I loved every stanza. We stretch lovemaking past the last sigh of morning and into the murmurs of a lazy afternoon. Oh, yes. So, yes, it's sublime. Thank you for sharing.
Great comment. Thank you, Weaver.
Yeah.
And do we have Luyu on the line?
We do.
Hello, Luyu.
Hi, everybody. Sorry I'm late. I am
Rocket
so
from the corner
happy.
There.
Oh, no. I was just like, bam. That poem is so erotic and delicious and makes you almost breathless, Pam. That was like a hard-hitting, delicious, tempting sexuality. And then the picture just emphasizes everything, you know, especially like the crescendos and the symphony and vibrations. And of course I did like the laughing deluge of my moans. I said, oh, yes. Fantastic, Pam. Fantastic. Utterly
thank
delicious.
You so
thank you, Leah. Welcome to the show. And okay, Frank, I've got your poem up. Your collab with
all right. It's a collab with Naomi. So Naomi, I'm assuming you do your three stanzas.
Oh,
the three
yeah.
stanzas are yours, and then mine are
wow.
one of the. You do your three, and I do the stanzas after. I start with serenade, so you go ahead and do the first three, and then you do
okay.
the French, and I do the Spanish.
Okay. I swooped a pearly shell from the soft sandy shore, held it to my ear in hopes of hearing your deep Spanish roar. Mi amor forever, forever in my dreams. Enveloping my every fiber inside deep deliciousness. Magic, music, mesmerizing, dancing, decadent delight. As you hum in sultry, salty seduction, sweeping in from sapphire seas, enticing, exciting, exhilarating, swallowing me whole as my body aches and throbs for your touch upon my skin. As I walk with thee once more, your fingers intertwined with mine, our eyes searching one another as our racing hearts beat as one.
Serenade me in French, ma chérie. Let me be now absorbed completely by the sonomic waves of your passion. Let me hear the whispers of my name as I caress your lips with my soft fingertips. We dance with the seduction of a breeze, and I savor the taste of your wet kisses. Wrap me in the rapture of our desires and the beauty of our gentle lovemaking. Our naked bodies unite in the whirlpool, then moisten with cool waters of the sea, as the Mediterranean bespeak engulfs us with an ecstasy of our nocturnal escape. Your exotic turquoise eyes captivate me with the alluring attraction of their color, the sweet serenade of a flamenco guitar, as you listen to the sensuality of my voice.
Ah, tes mots soufflent sur mon corps comme des délicieuses douceurs caressantes.
Et tus besos son mi pasión infinita, me hundo en la profundidad de sus olas. In the poem. I would say olé, and you say olala, but you are. Olé.
Oh, la la.
Oh, well, that was beautiful, Colette, you two. I mean, you can feel the connection between the two languages in this, and it's quite beautiful. Well, three languages, I guess, English as well, but that kind of gets lost in the Spanish and the French. But no, it was totally hypnotizing and engaging. Such a beautiful picture painted as this connection happens, and just a wonderful write and read. Well done, both of you. Okay. Dan, would you like
to hear that?
Oh my goodness, this is absolutely stunning. It's definitely muy caliente times two. I really like how you put in the French and the Spanish. And I like how the imagery and metaphors throughout, the sense of movement. We dance with the seduction of a breeze, and I savor the taste of your wet kisses. Wrap me in the rapture of our desires. Your exotic turquoise eyes captivate me within the alluring attraction of their color, the sweet serenade of a flamenco guitar. The amazing imagery and metaphors throughout, beautiful sensual lines, and just a wonderful sense of two people connecting within the seduction. So very well done.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you. And Weaver, what did you think?
Oh, I think Weaver dropped. Yep, she did.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Sorry?
It was too much for her to take.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
Oh, my goodness. You know, when Naomi started reading that first stanza, it's the dreams and memories that you have of this person. Like you bring out here your deep Spanish roar. Mi amor, forever, forever my dreams. And then she goes how the decadent nights is dancing, the
salty seduction from the sapphire seas, and then you start going, you know, of course, when you're remembering this, and your body starts to throb and ache, just waiting for them to touch you once more, even with their hands can be so sultry. And then both of you, you just keep going, and then you blend the languages of love at the end, which is just utterly not only beautiful, but it was deeply desirous and delicious and just captivating. And like, you know, Grace says, it just pulls you in. Oh, such deep, sweet passion. This was wonderful, Naomi and Frank.
Hey, we still got our collab to do one day soon. Don't forget.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. That'll burn the wires down too between you. Oh, my goodness. Danger, danger, Will Robinson.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. So I'm going to post one of yours, Lee, if you don't mind.
Oh, what are you putting up?
Ooh, it must be a surprise.
Troublemaker. Because I didn't put anything down. Oh, I got well. I don't know if I have time to read it, though. Oh, this is, yeah, I love this. What's written for Pam's prompt, Basorexia, the overwhelming desire to kiss. Kiss is scrumptious smorgasbord. Ah, magnetism, let me kiss you. Blushing confetti rose petals, scented sweet silken desires, rose perfume drapes, caresses our lips, blooming and watery pinkish golden nectar, gathering droplets in full bloom, swollen and puckering, pulsating, watering soulful passions, tempting me, intoxicating, succulent, hummingbird flickering, deep moaning ravishment, tongue honeyed dripping, juicy, twisting, drawing deeper in frenzied, pressed, fusing liquid, orgasmic, wanton pleasures. In hush, hush dimensions, whispering afternoons, hypnotizing oxytocin, dopamine hormones reflect chemical attractions, engorged pupils, loving, wanting imitation. Starlit hormonal dilation, love summons, in agonizing, anticipating, trembling, exploring, enrapturing whispers, willing submission, spreading insatiable sugary taste, awakening smothered pleasures, seeping, puckered fleshly, blushing rosette kisses, nibbling, drenching, aroused in flame, spreading flower petal. Let me kiss you in poem.
Well, beautiful read, Lee. And that's a passionate and desirous poem. You know, it's filled with such incredible imagery, and you can feel the emotions and the longing and the desire throughout for that kiss. So just a beautiful poem. Excellent read, excellent write, Lee. And Naomi, what did you think?
Thank you. Oh, yeah, you know, it's hard to pick out one stanza here, but, you know, the one that starts with the hummingbird flickering, the deep moaning, ravishment, the tongue honey dripping, just wonderful, wonderfully written. And then the wanton pleasures in hush, hush dimension, whispering afternoons. Yeah, wow, those afternoons, eh? yes. but this is so delightfully delicious all the way through, Lou. You just such a stunning, stunning, deeply sensual write. Bravo.
Absolutely. Great comment, Naomi. Thank you. And Pam, what did you think?
Oh, this was beautifully sensual. I'm so glad you had been inspired, Lou. And I just thought this was a wonderful write on the way our body reacts to that kiss. It's passionate. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful write on the way the senses are awakened as one aches to kiss and be kissed with deep seduction. So wonderful write and very well done.
Thank you.
Great.
You motivated my muse.
That's a wonderful thing.
Frank, what are your thoughts?
Well, I've got to check where my dopamine hormone is going off this bone here. This was just a very essential piece. I heard it the other day, and I thought it was just exquisitely beautiful, very sensual. And I'll end it with this, Lou. You still have that hummingbird flicking around now.
Yeah, I sure do. I'm putting out the honey.
There you go. There you go. That's the first thing that came to my mind when I heard the poem. It came back to me. Great poem. Oh, yes, sir.
Well, great comments, everybody. And excellent reads, excellent writes. Thanks, everybody, for calling in to share your hearts, your minds, your voices, and most especially your time. Much love, poets.
Take care.
Good night. Good night.
Have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Thank you.
Those who share it.
Good night, everybody.
Take care.
Be safe. Cuidado. All right. Good night.
Turkey time tomorrow.